exercise change.
So in your experience, what are the things that people do to get over that initial hump and maintain their motivation to change and really make it a lifestyle thing?
I would say variety is probably a big one. If you're doing the same thing every day, it's going to get boring. You know, it's going to just become dull. Like if you go into the gym, running on a treadmill for 20 minutes, that's, you know, if you've just started and you've never experienced a treadmill, you're going to, hopefully, some people would enjoy it. And like you say, those first 4 weeks, love it. They can feel great. They can see the effects. But that's pretty boring to maintain if it's taken you a while to motivate yourself. So I think if you can, if you've got variety of sports or a variety of things you enjoy doing, and mix it up a little bit and try new challenges. You know, they've tried this sport, they've tried running, for example, they love it. They might like snowboarding. So try snowboarding and see. You know, I think if you can constantly try new things and have a variety during the week, so every your exercise isn't the same every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I think that might help keep yourself more enjoyable and gives you new things to try out and
So keep it fresh, keep it as something you love. I think a lot of people all of a sudden find themselves in that situation where it's like, oh man, I've got to go to the gym, or oh, I've got to do my run. So what are your thoughts on actually getting preemptive about this, and you know, what kind of warning signs might you start picking up that things are getting a bit stale?
I guess when it stops, it becomes more of an effort every day, and the old excuses pop up. Oh, I've had a long day, I'll go tomorrow instead. You know, if you're starting to do that more regularly, or you're just not looking forward to what you used to enjoy, you're still doing it, but it's more of a chore rather than an actually, oh, I'm looking forward to going for a run. I think that should sort of set off, maybe I need to, and it could be as simple as, for running, for example, changing your route. If you're doing the same round the block every day, go, you know, it might be as simple as that for somebody to go round the river, or, you know, something very simple change that might make it more interesting.
Right. And would you recommend doing that sooner rather than later? So as soon as you feel that that's getting to that point?
Yeah. Or I mean, it depends on the person and their personality. When I run, I don't run the same thing once every day. I do a different one every single day. And it's not necessarily longer or shorter, it's just somewhere different to run. It's quite difficult when you only live in one spot.
Sure.
You just want to get up and go.
Yeah.
But I think if you feel the early warning, you know, if you feel yourself getting a bit lazy with it, or you're just not enjoying it, or you're starting to just get a little bit bored, I mean, for some people it might be going through the entire process again, motivating themselves to try something new. But I think if they can sort of identify with that a bit early, and it comes back to self-awareness and, you know, realising when you're not starting to enjoy something, to make the change before it gets an excuse, oh, I can't bother anymore, and just not do it.
Because often at that point it's almost as though you've already quit.
And then you have to go through the whole thing again.
Yeah, which is actually very natural, but, you know, I guess it's a lot more efficient and beneficial if we can catch it early.
Yeah.